This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. President Donald Trump continued to make the case Saturday for funding his proposed wall along the U.S.-Mexico border. In a series of tweets, the president maintained that Democrats' refusal to build that wall caused the deaths of two Guatemalan children while they were in U.S. custody. As AP's Shelley Adler reports, a partial government shutdown was in its eighth day and is expected to go until next week.
President Donald Trump says he's waiting for Democrats to come back to negotiate a deal to end a week-long partial government shutdown that will almost certainly extend into the new year. In a tweet Saturday, Trump says he's, quote, in the White House, waiting for the Democrats to come on over and make a deal on border security. From what I hear, he added, they're spending so much time on presidential harassment that they have little time left for things like stopping crime and our military. Trump is demanding billions for a border wall between the U.S. and Mexico, which Democrats have refused to provide. Shelley Antler, Washington.
President Trump also tweeted Saturday that he had a long and very good phone conversation with China's president and that big progress was made on U.S.-China trade relations. Chinese state media reported that Xi Jinping told Trump during Saturday's call he wants Sino-U.S. relations to be based on coordination, cooperation, and stability. The two nations have been locked in a trade war for most of 2018, but Trump and Xi met December 1st and agreed to halt additional sanctions while the two sides negotiated new agreements. Last-minute election preparations were underway in the Congolese capital of Kinshasa Saturday ahead of the presidential vote Sunday, which is due to take place after more than 2 years of delays. The DRC faces what could be its first peaceful democratic transfer of power. For more, visit our website. This is VOA News. A Chinese court has ordered the retrial of a Canadian citizen on drug smuggling charges Saturday after prosecutors said his sentence of 15 years was too light. As Reuters correspondent Emily Wither reports, it's a case that could further test relations between Beijing and Ottawa.
It's a case that could risk inflaming tensions between Beijing and Ottawa, which have been high since Canada's arrest of a high-ranking Chinese executive at the request of the U.S., followed by China's detainment of two Canadian citizens on suspicion of endangering state security. In the case of Schellenberg, prosecutors argued during the appeal hearing that the Canadian was highly likely to have been part of an international drug smuggling operation and had played a major role. It's not clear when the retrial will take place.
Emily Wither of Reuters. Russian and Turkish foreign and defense ministers met in Moscow Saturday to discuss northern Syria as U.S. forces prepare to withdraw from the area. AP correspondent Zaria Shakali has details.
Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said that much of the discussion focused on the pending U.S. withdrawal and that Russia and Turkey managed to agree on coordinating their steps in Syria to ultimately eradicate the terrorist threat. The Syrian military said it has entered the Kurdish stronghold of Manbij as part of an apparent agreement between the two sides. The Kurds are looking for new allies to protect against a threatened Turkish offensive as U.S. forces prepare to leave. I'm Zaria Shakili.
Funeral services were held Saturday for a two-year-old boy whose Yemeni mother had successfully fought the Trump administration's travel ban to reunite with her dying son in the United States. Abdullah Hassan died Friday at the UC San Francisco Benioff Children's Hospital in Oakland. His father, Ali Hassan, an American citizen, had brought him there to get treatment for a genetic brain disorder. Ali Hassan's wife, Shema Swilly, is not an American citizen. She finally got to enter the country after a social worker contacted the Council on American-Islamic Relations, which sued to get her a visa. Saad Swilim is an attorney with CARE.
We had a 7-year-old girl die in American custody. We had an 8-year-old boy die in American custody. And now we have a 2-year-old American boy, a U.S. citizen, who's dead after he couldn't come here earlier to receive the medical treatment he needed.
Citizens from Yemen and four other mostly Muslim countries, along with North Korea and Venezuela, are restricted from coming to the United States under President Donald Trump's travel ban. For more on these stories, be sure to log on to our website, voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.